Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Sandeep Talks, a leadership awakening podcast. This isn't content, this is clarity. This is where the illusion ends and leadership begins. Today's episode is not about artificial intelligence. It's about something far more dangerous. Something far more accepted, even celebrated, in our systems, societies, and institutions. It's about artificial leadership. Yes, you heard that right. Let me begin with a riddle. I speak on stage but avoid my own voice. I have followers but I don't follow my own truth. I dress for success but undress my soul in silence. Who am I? Artificial leadership. The most dangerous form of leadership today is the one that looks like leadership, performs like leadership, profits like leadership, but has no soul. A few years ago, I sat backstage at a major global summit. You would know the name. Big lights, big money, big names. A speaker stepped out. Sharp suit, rehearsed voice, and whatnot. He spoke about authenticity, about vulnerability, about conscious capitalism. The crowd clapped, cameras flashed, quotes went viral. But behind the curtain, he turned to his assistant and said, "Make sure to delete that vulnerable part from the clip. We don't want to look too soft." That wasn't a performance flaw. That was the performance. This is artificial leadership. And it's not just individuals, it's an entire machinery. Ghost-written thought leadership, scripted vulnerability, PR-polished personas, bestseller books bought by bots, membership badges in exchange for money, cover features sold like products, author in 21 days schemes, where your soul was never invited. They sell you an illusion and call it influence. And the worst part, you never stop to question it. You don't need a dress code to lead. You don't need a PR agency to matter. You don't need a 21 days challenge to become yourself. You need truth. And truth doesn't chase, it reflects. When your inner clarity sharpens, the right stages will seek you out. The right features will fight to find you. The right opportunities will die to cover you. Because real leadership doesn't campaign, it awakens. If you're listening to this, maybe you already feel it. That quiet discomfort with this performance-based leadership circus, where every second person is a founder, an author, a guru, a brand. But look closer, and it's empty. Artificial leadership has become a scam, a well-lit, well-funded, perfectly branded scam. But the scam works because it flatters the ego. An ego would rather be visible than true. But here's the price. Unless you awaken, you become just another user, not of social media, but of your own soul. Unless you awaken, you will keep chasing apply now ads to become a leader in 21 days and whatnot. You will keep buying lost opportunities in the form of memberships, press features, and promises to get you verified. You will pay to be called an author. You will chase magazines to be featured, not realizing they are chasing your card number, not your vision. And soon, you won't just be misled, you will become the misleader. Another name, another brand, another victim of the same artificial leadership trap. But you didn't come here for that. You came here to reflect. You came here to awaken. You came here to see through the illusion. And once that's clear, you don't chase leadership anymore. Leadership chases you. When you stop performing for the world begins to perform for your truth.